Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. When Doc Beard, who is really J7, leader of the saboteurs, realizes that Kitty and Kolu have discovered the secret tunnel leading from his plantation house to the cave in the jungle, he decides they must be captured at all costs and plans to hold them as hostages and, through them, strike at Jungle Jim, who is every day becoming more dangerous to his plans for sabotaging the Panama Canal. Fleeing from Doc Beard and Pedro's ruffians, Kitty and Kolu stumble blindly through the torturous, winding passageways of the tunnel. In their headlong flight, they see a tiny pinpoint of light ahead of them in the passageway. Who can it be? Friend or foe?
Light's coming nearer.
Shh. No talk, please. Mrs. St. John, stand behind Kolu. Now, that'd be better. Now Missy no get hurt.
Kolu.
Please, no talk.
If we only knew who it is. If we could only see.
Light in hand. No can see face.
Kolu, I have a funny feeling. Maybe you'd better not shoot till we see who it is. It might be a friend.
No friends here in tunnel. Only enemy. Kolu, shoot first. Look after.
But Kolu, maybe...
Light, come nearer. Soon Kolu shoot. Now. Missy. Why you knock Kolu's arm up? Maybe you make Kolu miss.
I just had a queer feeling. I don't know what made me reach out and strike your arm, Kolu. I couldn't help it.
Too bad. Now light all gone. Kolu no can see to shoot.
Kolu, try your signal whistle.
But Missy...
Please, Kolu, please whistle. That's Jungle Jim.
No, Missy. Cannot be Tuan Jim. Somebody hear Kolu whistle. Whistle like Kolu.
Kitty!
Oh, Jim!
Tuan Jim! Kolu tried to kill Tuan Jim.
Oh.
Kitty! Kitty, are you all right?
I'm all right, Jim. But how about you? Are you hurt?
No, but it was awful close. That bullet missed me by inches.
Tuan Jim, forgive Kolu. I shoot at you. Kolu crazy.
Oh, he was only trying to protect me, Jim.
Oh, of course, Kolu, I understand.
Try protect Mrs. St. John. Almost killed Tuan Jim. Tuan Jim, forgive Kolu.
Why, Kolu, you know I...
Oh, what's that?
Now, don't get excited, Kitty.
What made that noise?
The force of the revolver explosion in this confined space has probably knocked down some loose stones from the tunnel walls. Tell me, Kitty, how did you and Kolu happen to get into this tunnel?
Well, while Doc Beard's servants were taking their siesta, Kolu and I found the hidden entrance and decided to explore the tunnel. And now Doc Beard and that awful half-breed Pedro are probably coming after us. We moved fast, but... Oh, look! Look, they've already caught up. Jim... You could see their torches flaming in the distance.
Come on, Jim. We go fast, please.
If we try to get away now, we'll all be caught. I can hide in the jungles, but I can't take you two with me. Look, Kitty. You and Kolu had better stay here in the tunnel and let them find you.
Maybe they hurt Missy St. John.
No, no, they don't dare to, Kolu. As long as they have you two at the plantation, they know that I'll come after you sooner or later.
If you think it's best, Jim, I'm not afraid to stay here.
Atta girl, Kitty. You've got a lot of spunk for a woman.
Tunnel make too much noise.
A revolver shot it loosened more than those loose rocks on the tunnel roof. Listen, you and Kolu go back through the tunnel to the plantation, Kitty.
Yes, Jim.
And Kolu.
Yes, Tuan.
Sneak away and meet me at midnight at the big eucalyptus tree on the edge of the jungle.
Kolu will come, Tuan.
If you don't come, I'll know that they got you tied captain. And I'll go right away to Colonel Barrett and tell him what's happened.
Jim, look! That wooden timber's cracking.
Get back, Kitty. Kolu, that big stone over our head is going to fall. Get back quick.
Missy hurt?
No, Kolu, I'm all right. But where's Jim?
Kolu hope Tuan Jim not under big stone there.
Jim, where are you?
Over here, Kitty. On the other side of the boulder.
Oh, thank heaven. You're all right?
Are you hurt, Jim?
No, Jim. Colo and I are both all right.
This cave-in has blocked the passageway. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, go back. Go back. And Colo, don't forget. Midnight.
Yes, Tuan. Here they come, Missy. See, torches. What we say. Why are we in tunnel?
Put that gun away, Colo, and let me do the talking. We'll have to talk our way out of this somehow.
Yes, Missy St. John.
Kitty! Colo! Go back! Go back and be sure you meet me if you possibly can!
Watch out, Master. Tunnel, Kevin.
Yes. I hope it hasn't killed our two friends. They're of much more value to me alive than dead.
Master. There they are, Master. See?
Yes. Mr. St. John. Mr. St. John.
Oh.
Are you hurt?
No, Dr. Beard. By some miracle, both Colo and I escaped when the tunnel roof caved in just now.
Yes. Oh. Very fortunate for all of us.
Yes.
Just how did you happen to be here, Mrs. St. John?
Why, we were just resting up at the house when we heard a very strange noise coming from the cellar. So Colo and I decided to investigate. We went down and that big door was open. Oh, remember, Colo?
Yes, Missy.
So we wanted to see where it led to. Ever since I was a little girl, I've had a weakness for tunnels. They fascinate me.
No one is supposed to enter this tunnel, Mrs. St. John.
Oh.
The cave-ins make it quite unsafe. Come, let us go back to the house quickly before this part of the roof caves in, too.
I'm sorry I ever came into this tunnel. Why, another step and we might have been killed.
Yes, it's so easy to make a misstep. Isn't it, Mrs. St. John?
Why, yes.
Yes. This tunnel has a very interesting history.
Oh.
It leads to a cave which was once used by the natives for weird voodoo ceremonies in which they sacrificed human beings.
How awful.
Yes. Wasn't it? You must never come here again, Mrs. St. John. It's not safe. I can't allow you to take such chances. Why, you both might have been killed in that cave-in.
Don't worry. You'll never catch me in here again.
I hope not, Mrs. St. John. Pedro, at the door.
Si, master.
There we are. After you, Mrs. St. John.
Thank you.
Pedro, send one of your men to show Colu the way to his room. You go ahead and light the stairs for us with your torch.
Si, master. Si.
I think you'd better go to your room, Mr. St. John.
But I...
You must be tired after your little adventure. I suggest you lie down and rest a while. I'll have food sent up to you later.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. St. John, I must ask you not to leave the grounds from now on. You must promise me not to take any more chances while you're my guest. Good night. Pedro! Pedro!
Si, master.
The white woman and the dark man, they're to be watched day and night.
Si.
Give me a report on what they do and where they go.
Si.
Si, master.
Yes?
Master. Big white gringo. God, make magic, Master.
Benito, Benito, why are you jabbering?
Master,
what's the matter? Your eyes are bulging out as if you've seen a ghost.
White
what is it?
White God in the jungle. We find a big white gringo sleep in tree. We shoot a poison arrow. Arrow hit him in the belly. Arrow bounce off.
Bounce off? Benito, what kind of foolishness are you talking?
Master, I see, Master. With my own eyes, a poison arrow hit the big white gringo in the belly. Bounce off, he be God. Nobody can kill him.
Why, you silly fool. Jungle Jim's no more a God than you are. Your arrow didn't strike him.
I see.
It must have hit some piece of metal he was wearing, Benito. Maybe his belt buckle. That's why it bounced off.
Me see arrow hit the master, but arrow no stick. It bounce off again like from
rock. Why, you half-witted idiot. You let him escape again.
What's the matter with you dumb skulls? Igoro!
Igoro!
I thought you at least had some brains. And Okru, you! You always say you're not afraid of anything.
You're not afraid.
Why, you're all a crawling pack of cowards. Where did this happen?
In jungle near cave, master.
Oh, in jungle near cave, eh? Then Jungle Jim must be somewhere within the area between the cave and the plantation here. I'm going to capture Jungle Jim this time. If I have to catch him single-handed.
Si, master.
Tell your men not to interfere with our guests as long as they stay on the plantation.
Si.
Follow them everywhere. Give me a detailed report of what they do, where they go, and when.
Si.
But if they leave the grounds, one step over the line, you know what to do.
Si, master.
All right. Get started, you idiots. What are you waiting for? Come on. We're going out and get Jungle Jim. A god, eh? Well, this time, god or no god, he won't get away. Come on, Igoro! We need to go!
Who's there?
Me, Kolu.
Kolu, what's the matter?
Shh, no make noise. Almost midnight. Kolu have to meet Tuan Jim. Guard, be outside Kolu door. Kolu, come here. Get out Missy window, maybe.
But Kolu, you'll never make it. They have guards posted all around the house.
Me wait for right time to go, Missy. Tuan Beard be much angry. Many men leave. They go try find Tuan Jim.
They're going to search for Jungle Jim?
Yes, Missy. Kolu go out window through trees like monkey. Nobody see Kolu.
Oh, Kolu, be careful.
You lock door right now. Be back soon, Missy.
Goodbye, Kolu. Good luck. If he only gets away all right, he's got to warn Jim in time. That door. That door. I locked it just a little while ago. Now it's opening.
A prisoner in Doc Beard's plantation house. Kitty St. John stares wide-eyed with horror as the door she has so carefully locked opens slowly and stealthily before her unbelieving eyes. Who is on the other side of that door, and why? Will Kolu meet with Jungle Jim in time to warn him of the new danger from Beard's pursuit? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. No other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Why, the whole family follow the fun and frolic of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.